Don't do it. What happens if this thing just kind of vanishes and we don't have this facility in the community?
Well, if we wait too long, I don't know what the prices are, right? I mean, there's one truth in my life is that the cost of construction's never gone down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the feasibility of these projects become more difficult the further along that we go. You know, I think if we don't do it, it's a lot of missed opportunity. We've got, you know, Valentine's, we lost a little population this last census. We're at, what, 2,700 people. But the county's been losing a lot of population. So for the first time, there's more people inside city limits than there are in the rest of the county. These demographics are not in our favor, right? Like, right. We've got to keep pushing Valentine forward and creating economic activity that creates jobs, that creates wealth, that brings people to town, both as visitors and potentially new residents. I mean, there's businesses in town that have closed and are closing because they can't find enough people to live here, right? And Valentine's not the most convenient place to live. It's a lot of fun. I love it, but it's not the most convenient, right? And so you look at where these people are choosing to live and who we're competing with for people. A lot of these towns have these types of facilities. Gothenburg, Broken Bow, North Platte's looking at a new YMCA. O'Neill just did some new gyms. I mean, Shadron's got the college. You know, they benefit from all of those facilities. So we've got to look at our competitive position and really put Valentine in a position and Cherry County to be winners long term, so that our kids have a chance to come back if they want to.
So let me make sure I got this right. No property taxes involved.
Zero.
Correct.
It's going to be lodging tax on the county side of things if the county commissioners go along with that.
Absolutely.
And sales tax, which is already being generated, and our sales continue to go up, so that continues to generate down the road. And then, Kyle, you told me several months ago, I think when we talked about this, that this will be the largest private fundraising campaign in our area.
It already is.
It already is. But, I mean, other communities around us have done this. Have done campaigns this size before, which gives me confidence that we can do it, you know. But also, I don't want to do a bad deal, you know. I don't want my name attached to something that's a bad deal. The Mid Plains Community College was a great deal. We've gone from the lowest performing extended campus to the highest, and these kids are graduating with 20, probably an average of 20 college credit hours, right? Saving them a lot of money. The golf course. We said that it wouldn't lose money. It hasn't. We said it'd be decent golf. It's great golf, right? So
right.
If people think it's a bad deal, come find us. Like, and if there's ways to make it a better deal, I want to hear them. If people are just straight up opposed to it, I want to hear it. Like, we've got to talk as a community, you know? I've got my route. Everybody else has their routes, right? So we might not see everybody in town on a regular basis, but we need to hear from everybody, every corner of town.
All right. Anything else, guys? We cover pretty much the gamut of things today, and I think we kind of covered from – we'll get you back in here again and maybe visit, give us a little update on this. So let me ask one final question here. Let's say May 1st, everything's in place, buying the building, all of that, county's on board, city's on board, everything. How long of a time frame are you looking at before – something could actually be open to the public in that building? Is it a year down the road, 2 years down the road?
Probably best case a year.
Okay.
I mean, it'll take us through the end of 2024 to raise all the money. And that's probably best case on the private side, you know, but we'd have to get comfortable that we can get to that certain point. And it's probably a 6 to 8 month construction project.
Once you get the contractor and everything.
Yeah, maybe a little longer. I'm usually a little optimistic on those things, you know?
All right.
So it's late 2025 before something be open if we can get it over the finish line.
All right. Well, we appreciate you guys spending some time out of your day to come in and visit with us and share with our listeners about this project. And again, we've been visiting with Rich McCure and Kyle Argenbright and Brad Arnold about this. You know how to get a hold of them probably in the area if you want to ask them some other questions on there. But thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
That's our comment program for today.
Today's program are the opinions of those involved and not the views of this station or its sponsors. KVSH reserves the right to control the content of the program as it deems necessary. If you or your organization disagree with the views on this program, contact KVSH for possible rebuttal time. Listen Monday through Friday at 10:15 for comment.